It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. I'm Anthony Stalter. Alongside me is Brad Thompson and Chris Raunchy. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by Pierre Desir, Lindenwood grad, and now the current member, a current member of the New York Jets. How you doing, Pierre?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you so much for joining us today. So what I imagine that for you guys trying to gear up for a new season and for you a new team has been challenging. What has been the hardest part thus far about going through the pandemic and still trying to prepare for the football season this fall?
I think the hardest part right now is, you know, we would be in phase two, I believe, and that's the time that we get to know each other. And me going into a new team, that time is very critical, just to know my teammates, get to learn the playbook, and just get really engaged with the team. And that's kind of the part that I'm missing, and that's kind of been the hardest part. But, you know, we got to be able to adjust, and, you know, we've been doing great with the virtual Zoom classes, and I'm learning a lot, still being able to see my teammates' faces, even though I'm not able to see them in person. But, you know, I just take it day by day, and I'm just, you know, just excited for the opportunity to continue to play.
Yeah, at least we have technology. You could build those relationships somehow, and you can get on the same page, at least with the Zoom meetings. Hey, take us through those, because I'm really interested in just that aspect of it. Like, how does this all go down? You're obviously all on the screen. Do you guys run video and break that down, try to figure things out? And, like, how different is that than if you were all physically in a room together learning this defense?
You know, it's basically the same thing. So it's just, you know, there's some certain things that, you know, coach may want to show you in person, like a certain technique, or, you know, show you a certain drill. But, you know, we log in, we watch film, we break down film on certain plays and certain techniques. So it's just in the classroom. It's something that we normally do in the first couple of phases anyway, but you know, it's just very different when you're not able to be in the classroom and actually ask the questions and then maybe see how the coaches want you to do it in person.
So if you're not able to do it in person, and we don't know exactly how long it's going to be like this where you can't
right.
be with each other and, you know, can't get on the practice field, is there a way to, you know, to really run through it aside from doing it in your mind? Is there a way that you can go through some of these schemes or whatever it is they want you to do without actually getting a chance to be on a field?
You know, what's probably the greatest thing that the coaches and the Jet staff have done is they're able to pull up clips and, you know, and have practice drills that to help, you know, simulate what it would be like to put yourself in that position. And so that's kind of what I incorporate in my workouts. I do the certain drills that they added on onto the film, and I try to do the best I can and just try to, you know, figure out how I would be in that position. But, you know, it's a learning process, you know, not being able to be with the team, but it's just something that we have to do right now.
Pierre Desir, Lindenwood grad, and now a member of the New York Jets, joins us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So, Pierre, Frank Gore just signed with the Jets. You were 15 when he first broke into the league, and now you guys are teammates. Do you remember watching Frank Gore when he was originally with the 49ers?
Yeah, definitely. And what's awesome is I had the opportunity to play with Frank in Indianapolis, and Frank's a good guy. You know, he's a very hard worker. I mean, he's, 15 plus years in the league. And I think he just brings that level of leadership and just that guy that just been through it all. And, you know, he's, you know, a Hall of Fame player, and he's just a great player to watch.
So he followed you to New York, I think. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, he followed me. Yeah, he followed me to New York, right.
At least you know one teammate. That's nice.
That helps.
Yes, right. So far, so good. Hey, all right, so you know, it was the biggest news this offseason in the NFL. Tom Brady out of the division. He heads to Tampa Bay. I got to know from your standpoint, though, because you're a competitor, man, and you want to compete against the best. Is there a happiness that Tom Brady is not there, or is it a disappointment that you don't get to go against that guy?
I think it's a mixed feelings. You know, I think as, you know, a competitor, like you said, you always want to go against the best. But, you know, if if there's certain players, you know, that you go up against that you may not want to see on the schedule, you know, Tom Brady would be one of them. But we're, you know, it's this game is that we want to compete. You don't shy away from competition. You know, happy for him, but we still have a job to do. We, you know, it's not saying that it's, you know, it's going to be easy, but we still have a job to do. We just still got to go out there, work hard, and just continue to, you know, continue to push and chase the division.
Was that something that you were following pretty closely as everybody else was?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, because been there for so long, won multiple Super Bowls. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you wanted to see, especially now when there was no sports going on anywhere. That was probably one of the biggest news that that happened.
Pierre Desir joining us right now in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you get Big Ben first? Was that your first pick?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
so
sir.
You got so Big Ben is on the tally. What about Tom Brady? Did BT just asked you about Brady? Obviously, you won't have an opportunity to face him this year. But who's on the Pierre Desir interception mantle for quarterbacks?
Everybody. everybody, man. It's very difficult to get an interception, but I think a lot of guys just cherish, you know, if they could get it at all. Actually, for me, you really remember the ones that you drop the most. I think a lot of DBs can attest to that. But to me, it doesn't matter. Whoever's the quarterback, you know, it's going to be 11 versus 1. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help the team.
Pierre, this is a couple of years ago, so you have to dig back. I mean, after you got drafted, you got into the NFL. My first, like, major league, like, real moment that made me feel like I was there was when I faced Ken Griffey Jr. I was like, oh, my God, that is the kid. This is it. This is what it's all about. Did you have one of those moments competing, man? Did you see somebody line up from across from you or introduce themselves where you're just like, oh, my, this is the NFL?
Yeah, it was My experience with that was my rookie year. I think it was the second to last game when I was in Cleveland and we played against the Panthers. And, you know, Cam Newton, he scrambled and then he was running up the middle and I came off my receiver going up to, you know, to make the play and he slid and then he stood up. I'm like, you know, he's 6'5", 6'6". I'm like, this dude's a monster. I don't know why he just slid down, but I didn't know how tall he was, you know, in person, and I was just like, okay, well, these guys are a little bit bigger than guys I faced in college. So I think that was my first real moment of, okay, this is real now.
He was scared.
You didn't have a bunch of Cam Newtons going around there playing against Lindenwood?
No, there wasn't a lot of 6'5" quarterbacks running and, you know, running 4.5s out there.
So when you were going back to Lindenwood, did you ever think that you'd be in that position? I mean, obviously everybody wants to get to that level, but was there a time where you just felt like, yeah, I'm going to do it?
Yeah, you know, for me, the dream was to always play in the NFL, and it wasn't until after my junior year and going into my senior year of camp that I was able to meet some scouts and talk to the scouts, and that's really what kind of made it into a reality that it could possibly happen. And I did whatever I could, talked to the coaches at Lindenwood. Coach Ross was a big influence that just helped me just to, you know, continue to elevate my game. And, you know, I have so many different coaches that just continue to push me because they believed in me. And, you know, it's difficult being a Division II player, but, you know, they believed in me and, you know, I had the scouts out there watching. So I just always continue to push and, you know, I try to beat the odds and just go after my dream.
If you're good enough, if you work hard enough, they're going to find you. That has absolutely been the case
absolutely.
For you. Man, I wanted to ask you about a partnership that you made, I think it was a little over a month ago, man. You partnered with the St. Louis Food Bank, and you helped provide meals for over 20,000 families that are in need during this pandemic. You know, the reason you did it is because, look, kids are in school, they're getting meals, they're getting help, there's no school now. What was in your heart when you did that? What made you want to give back to the community and partner with the St. Louis Food Bank? Because that is a huge difference you made.
Yeah, you know, for me, I've been in those kids' shoes, and I know how important school is. And, you know, a lot of those kids, that's one of the most important meals for them. And during that time, I was speaking with my agency, just trying to figure out what could I do and how could I help the St. Louis community. And we reached out to the St. Louis Food Bank, and we was able to provide meals for over 20,000 meals. And I just felt for the kids and for the families during this time. And because of my platform and because of what God has blessed me with, I thought it was just something that I needed to do, and I was just happy to help.
Pierre, appreciate you joining us. Keep up the great work. Thank you for what you have done in the community, and we always root for you here in St. Louis.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. You guys stay safe.
Same to you. Thank you. That's Pierre Desir, former Lindenwood player, now with the New York Jets. Has bounced around, in the league for a couple of years now, but the guy keeps getting jobs because, man, he's a stud.
That's it, man. He works. I love stories like Pierre's also, man. He went to Washburn and then Lindenwood, not exactly Auburn and Alabama, okay? But keep fighting. You play the game, you work hard, you'll get yourself a chance. And to me, that's a guy to look at. Like, everything doesn't have to go perfect for you. You go out there and you work your ass off, good things will happen.
That's Brad Thompson, Chris Ronji, Anthony Stalter. It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. We were discussing earlier the plan for Major League Baseball to return. What does it mean specifically for the Cardinals? That's next here on 101 ESPN.